Lord have mercy.
Blog Talk Radio.
All day, every day, but I don't know anybody else.
Yo,
you could point.
What up?
I'm supposed to know who Idris is.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yo, what up?
What's going on?
Mika, Big Red in the house.
What's going on, people?
What up?
There's two things that need to be addressed. First of all, Mika, no. I don't know how to use a crock pot, okay? I've heard about these things. One day I'm going to learn to use one. But
there's no work
crock
involved.
A crock pot ain't cheating.
You just throw the food in there and that's it.
That's cheating. But you can't make a, I just tell you, you can't make a pasta salad in a crock pot.
You can make anything in a crock pot.
You can make anything in a crock pot.
Yeah, but still, what if you need cooking multiple things?
Listen to me very carefully. You're for all intents and purposes, you're a single parent, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. The crock
pot.
But
I like to cook.
I understand that, but you know what? The crock pot gives you that time to spend with your daughter instead of being in a damn kitchen.
Instead of you not sleeping,
you can actually sleep. I'm just
right, because once you put the food in and you put it on time and you can sleep and you ain't gotta worry about the food burning or you gotta keep checking in and all that stuff.
It's called set it and forget it.
Alright, so Red. So that day when I made those two different types of lamb chops, you can't do that in the crock pot. I put some lamb chops in the oven and then cooked some on top of the stove. You can't do that in the crock pot.
You can if you want them to be kind of soft.
Yeah, but you can't get that crunch. You know what I'm saying? You might want a little crunch to it, a little roughness to it. You can't get that in a crock pot. No.
That's true. You can't.
Cheap.
But why would you want it like that? Why would you not want it to melt like butter in your mouth?
No, but I like my lamb now. I like my lamb chops crunchy now. You stupid.
Yeah, wait. Oh, God.
But I like my lamb chops crunchy, though.
I made two different types. I made it on top of the stove, and I made some in the oven. So I like
right,
to
get
it both ways. Like it both
Hold
ways.
On. I'm sorry. I got to kick my kids out. All right, get out.
Oh, okay.
See you guys later. You're watching the season premiere of DC's Heroes of Legend, whatever the heck it is. Go.
Okay.
And that stupid guy from Arrow was on it, which I didn't appreciate. Yeah, I know he's on it too. But with Miller and Dominic Purcello in it, so it automatically got points with me. In case people don't know, those are the two hotties from Prison Break. Okay.
Oh God! See now, I don't know that one. You talking about? Yeah, I know Tank. Anybody
you don't
should
know Prison
know some Tank. No, I don't. No, I know about Prison Break, but I never watched it. You know my number one show.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, you
Walking
know my
Dead.
Number one show.
But that's a given.
Which for all the people out there, February 14th, Valentine's Day, it's Walking Dead. It's not Valentine's Day. It's Walking Dead Day. Yeah, okay.
Well, technically, it's Deadpool weekend, and it ends on a high note with Walking Dead.
Basically a dead weekend.
Right, it's dead weekend.
Go get yourself ready. See, that's the difference. It's Deadpool weekend, and Walking Dead just ends out the weekend because, of course, there's nothing but dead people. Okay.
That's right.
I felt that
right.
necessary to
And I have to let everybody know Negan is coming. Negan is coming.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy he's going to be on there. Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
Yes, Negan
I
is coming. Listen, you thought the governor was bad? Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
But
you better
Jeffrey
get ready.
Jeffrey D. Morgan, he's just awesome. Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. Are we really talking some
yeah,
stuff
we,
that
let's
you
get,
don't know
Yeah,
about?
We getting off. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's
I didn't
get
even
back
know
on topic.
Name drops. I didn't know what's going on. So.
Okay, we're back.
So. I was like, "Ooh, I'm sitting here like, huh? Who they talking about? Me?
Who they talking about?
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm just waiting for it to come back on. So tonight's topic being a male and being a man. What's the difference?
Anybody could be a man.
Right.
No, no, no.
So let me
no, anybody could be a male. Anybody could be a male. Anybody can be a male. But it takes a man to be a man, pretty much.
Right.
And
but let
my issue is, you know, my homie, Rachel, who might be calling in, we were kind of going back and forth about this. And I've been speaking to some guys on my job about the same thing. Mm-hmm. And the attitude is, how is the definition, to me, is like the real man, like a man, the definition of man is to die. And how is society, and I have to say some women out there, playing a role, you know, in its demise?
Well,
now, what do you guys think about that?
I can put to you like this, being me and being and gone through what I've gone through, I've unfortunately, and not by choice, again, by, you know, circumstance, have had to take up the male role.
Mm-hmm.
By no means of, you know, it was never a choice for me. It became, you know, something that developed out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. In order to keep my house running, I had to make the choices and do the things that were necessary. You know, in order to keep my kids out of trouble or at least try to help them, you know, guide them, I've had to take the role of mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. I don't take
right.
anything away from my oldest. My oldest, I don't take anything away from his dad. His dad is a good dad. He's a man. He handles his scandal. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But, you know, again, being involved with someone else, I wound up taking that role because clearly I'm more I have bigger balls than he did.
And
still do.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, kind of. I get what she's saying because it's the same with me, you know, having my two sons. And like I said, my younger son, his dad's not around. The older one, his father is around, but it's like I'm raising both of them because the father acts just as immature as the son. But guess what? The son has an excuse. He's growing. This
exactly.
is a man that's 40, you know, that's in his 40s, and it's still like I'm speaking to. It's like I'm speaking to the son, and it's like I can't. So it's like why even bother something like with certain things happen? It's like sometimes it's like. Why do I even bother calling you? Why do I even bother involving you? Because you want to be involved because you're busy worrying about me instead of worrying about your son. No, this is about your son.
Hello.
You know, but it's like I have to, you know, it's like it's just mind-boggling how it's like I'm raising, you know, like I'm raising another child. And it's like you're a grown man. So, you know, he's not fully, you know, he hasn't fully – He also hasn't fully, I'm talking about my oldest son, so he hasn't fully became, I mean, he's a man per se, but it's like he still has some immature things about him that I'm just like, I can't.
Well, see, you know what, this is, I can deal with immaturity to an extent.
Right, to an extent.
I think that at some point listen, I'm still immature. I am.
We all got a little kiddiness in us, but it's just like, with certain situations, it's just like, and especially when it comes to your children, it's like you want to be pacified as if you're a child, and you're not. You're a grown man.
Yeah, that I can't abide by.
And like I said, at the end of the day, this is my son. This is somebody that I gave birth to, so I'm going to have a little bit of pacification, a little bit of something, because he's my child. He's still gonna, I still want him to be a man, but it's gonna be a little something because that's my child. You're not my child. You're somebody else's child.
Yeah, but even with that said, if you notice, you're kind of harder on your child than you are on him. And I know I am, and I know the reason behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Simply is because I don't want my child to fall that way.
Right.
You know.
So right.
Yeah. So for me, I'm a little bit more tough. I am.
Yeah.
You know, there are times when you can actually tell, when you will actually hear me tell my 6-year-old to man up.
Really?
Okay. and he's six. And I'm already like, man up, dude. It's not all like that, you know? Excuse you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Right. Watch your mouth before you end up losing some teeth. You understand? Oh, okay. Here.
Finish yet. Handle your scandal.
Handle your scandal.
All right.
Oh, that's my six-year-old, by the way.
Hi, six-year-old. Hi, Jack.
Oh, no,
now,
I walked away from him because I was about to string him up.
Okay. But again, this all is right. But this is what it is. This is, and again, it's not. See, there's a misconception, I think, personally, where, you know, this big thing is women are taking masculinity away from men and we're emasculating men and blah, blah, blah. It's not about us emasculating men. It's about us having to be stronger than what we were before because of the situations
mm-hmm.
that we've been put into. You
yep.
know, and not for nothing, I got to be honest, it's not so much about us emasculating these men. It's about their mothers freaking still babying them when they're 25, 26 years old.
Yeah,
that
true.
Is a problem, you know. Prime example, my ex is still being babied by his mother. The fool will be 37 this year.
Wow.
And you're
yeah.
still, okay, and you're still clinging to mommy's teeth when shit don't go your way. You
yeah.
freaking, listen, I ain't got no time for that.
Not at all.
Okay, my behind is 40, and I could tell you how many times I ran to my mother in my 40 years of existence. Twice.
Mm-hmm.
And they were extreme circumstances.
Yep.
But that's twice out of 40 freaking years. So basically, once every decade or two, I run. But I'm not in her face every week talking about, well, I need this. And I no, she didn't raise me that way.
Yeah. Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
And that's a bigger thing. And that's a big, big issue. I don't want to hear how, you know, chicks that guys are dating are emasculating them. I want to hear about what their mothers are doing to prevent them from being bitches. How's that?
Yep, exactly.
Now, Brother B, I'm not talking about you. Clearly, I'm not, because you're actually a man, a manly man, a man's man, if you will. You
man's
know?
Man.
But that's my problem. Like, I'm watching a generation, and it's just not just the one currently, but even with some of us. Like, how is it that you dudes are really expecting the next woman to, like, be your mother and take care of you? Like, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing is, and it's not to say that a woman can't do it, because in my opinion, there's nothing a woman really can't do.
So why
but
should
my
she?
Thing is, yeah, but exactly. But the whole thing is this. Everybody got to know their lane. And a lot of these dudes nowadays are sitting back acting like little boys.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
want to
work. They don't want to work. Like, my whole thing is this. Listen, what did my father used to tell me when I was growing up about how I need to make up my bed, how I need to do this, how I need to take care of that, you know, watch out for your mother, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever
mm-hmm.
happened to, you know, those words being said, whatever happens.
We don't, because they don't want to do that anymore.
Well, and that's the problem, because, listen, I have an extensive work history. Like, listen, I'm not going to sit back and watch my mama struggle. If my mother was here, I'm not going to sit back and watch her struggle. If there's a job for me to go get, I'm going to go get it.
Right.
If there's work out there, I'm going to go work it. Nowadays,
right.
Everybody look, these dudes out here looking for a handout. You can't
yep.
sit there and call yourself a man because you make a baby. You can't sit there and call yourself a man just because you can lay the pipe. You can't
right,
sit
exactly.
and call yourself a man.
But
why?
See, you know what the problem is with that? Let me tell you what the problem is with that. You know why these men think that, oh, yeah, I'm a man because I do this, that, and other? Because it's the women that they're dealing with that got them like that. They got these men thinking, oh, he don't have to do nothing. Just give me what I need, and I'll do this, that, and I'll take care of him. And you and that contributes, the women that are doing that is contributing to these men not being men, because they figure, why should I work? she go out and work, all I got to do is give her some good stuff, give her some good head. All I got to do and cook and clean up the house for her. It's like,
no, wait,
you
stop,
can say like
stop,
a role
pause,
reversal.
Pause, and I got to tell you, this is what I'm pausing right now. First down flag on the play. This is why. Most of these dudes aren't even cooking or cleaning.
They just playing fight.
That's it. And if that's all you're contributing, dude, you don't need to be in my house for that. You can stay for the whole 30 minutes you're there and then get the hell on.
And 15 seconds of pleasure.
Listen,
and you can leave.
Okay, you got 30 minutes. Then you can get your ass the hell on. Because at the end of it, I put it to you like this. If a dude wants to, I'll be honest with you, if a dude was going to cook and clean, take care of the house, take care of the kids, run the errands, do all of that, I'd have no problems with that. I wouldn't. And it has nothing to do with, you know, me wanting to be the bread. If you're going to do the shit that I don't have to do, fine. It's like, I put it to you like
I
this.
I hear that.
You've seen the movie. I'm quite sure you guys have seen the movie Grown Ups, right?
Yeah.
I can dig
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Rock's character and I forget her name, Mia, whatever the hell her name is.
Minnie Riperton's daughter, yeah.
Yeah, okay. They did a role reversal. She worked. He took care of everything. That's fine. It doesn't make him any less of a man.
Right.
That's
a difference. Right.
It make him any less of a man. I'll be honest with you. As a matter of fact, that takes one hell of a man to put that whole male ego shit to the side to actually do some shit like that. Say what you will,
but that's
God's honest truth.
But, all right, now check it. Well, my kid's mother, like, she... I really was totally against her becoming a cop because I just felt it wasn't for her. Not because it was a cop. It's just that I just felt
besides the fact
wasn't
that she's
her.
A psychopath?
Yeah, that's
she
it.
Needs to do,
so,
okay.
I just didn't want to put that out there myself. But anyway.
Because she needed a psychological evaluation. What?
Still
so she
do.
Needs to be committed. Don't judge me.
Listen.
So I took a step back. So she can go forward. I got my schedule. I work. She can go to the academy. I stayed home. I was Mr. Mom because my daughter's about 1.5 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I did what needed to be done. Listen, she couldn't tell you there was a night where she ain't come home and there was a hot plate of food in the oven. You know, to me, that was supporting. Like, I wasn't in agreement with it, but I did support her.
Right.
On it. Now, even though I wound up getting shitted on later, hey, it is what it is.
And you know what? That's another thing. That's the sad thing about it. So now, when dudes do all of that, then the woman figure, oh, I could take advantage of this. You know, I could take advantage of him now. You know? It's like a,
but,
you
yeah,
know,
but,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and it can.
But
and
she was a psychopath.
She was a psychopath when she got the bat. Because everything started to go to her head.
See, I think the problem is that she was hiding it really well. That's just my personal observation. You got to understand.
She was already that she was designed.
Listen, I'm a female. I'm going to tell you, crazy is crazy. We women will either hide it or just hit you with it in one shot.
Word up.
That's the truth.
Well,
it
came out.
You
going to
bring it out?
Are you
so in love that you don't see it yet until the frying pan is sitting upside your damn head?
This is what I'm saying. That bitch was always crazy. Ooh, I'm sorry.
But some dudes, it would sour them and make them like, oh, I'm not trying to do this anymore because I didn't. But nah, that's not what it's about. My whole thing is this. When I was growing up, I saw my father cook. I saw my father sew a button on a shirt. Saw my father clean up. It was about helping, you know what I'm saying, his wife in the household.
Right.
And my thing is, with me growing up seeing this, it was an impression made on me. So, of course, I have to do the same thing because it's ingrained in me. This is what I'm supposed to do. So this is what, when I looked at him, I looked at, and you know what I'm saying, and other males in my family, that to me was what being a man was all about. taking care of your own, not sitting back and allowing.
But see, that's the thing. These young men is probably some men growing up, you know, that are in our age bracket now. They didn't see, like I said, we probably other dudes, but like I said, the example that I really know is, like I said, my older son's father. His father, he didn't see his father doing any of those things. And now, to this day, he doesn't have a good relationship with his dad. And I had to tell my older son, I told him, I said, well, you know, because he'll question me certain things, like, you know, why my father act like this or why he does this or whatever. And I told him, I said, well, you know what, you have to realize something. He never had anybody to show him how to be a father. So he's learning how to be a father and a man.
Mm-hmm.
All in one. He's learning. I said, it's sad that I didn't see this before, but, I mean, it is what it is. He's learning. But you ain't going to drive me bananas trying to learn it. Drive me out.
I know that's right.
Trying to learn it. You ain't going to drive me crazy because guess what? I'm not your mama. Sorry. If your mama ain't hugged you enough, boy, I can't help you, you know?
So, yeah, but,
I gave birth. That was enough.
Women, but just like women, I mean, everybody gets that call. That call where it's like, yo, pull your bra up, pull your drawers up, you know, let's get it done. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, what? Like, everybody's just, like, ignoring the call.
Right.
And I don't understand why. Like, I see some of these young cats in the street. Oh, I'm trying to raise money for my football team. No, you're not. You're just trying to hustle some money.
And yeah, they go right to BJ's and get that candy.
But you know what? I can respect the one selling the candy because at least they out there, you know what I'm saying? They got something to offer. They're out there.
Yeah, but I can't expect but I can't respect the adult that's standing on the corner pushing them to do it. That I can't respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
because
no,
that adult doesn't.
Well, that's crazy to have somebody selling candy for you. That's like having somebody selling drugs for you. Like, yo.
Welcome to New Jersey.
I got Snickers. Five Snickers. Like, that's crazy.
Welcome to New Jersey.
Let me tell you something.
Listen. You think I'm joking? It's real. It's a real thing. It is so real. But, listen, you got them hustling outside of Walgreens. Like, seriously?
And they got the adults standing out there?
Yeah, the adults behind them and the kids be out there doing it. I'm not even playing with you.
What?
Wow. Little kids.
All ages. I'm not talking little kids. I'm talking teenage. You go on 440 and you go to make a jug handle turn to go into Hudson Mall, I can't tell you how many little girls are out there talking about, oh, we're trying to raise money for our children. And they're like 13, 14, 15 years old. And the mama or the father, you think I'm joking, is standing right outside on the corner of the Exxon. I'm not playing with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. So my question to you is this.
That's candy money.
For real.
That's a goddamn thing.
But that's reality.
Wow.
Every day I'm hustling.
I see these kids, but you know, usually I see them as a group of them, like the, you know, like boys or something like that. I never see an adult around.
Oh no, they're around.
The young, you know, I see a young, you know, like the young boys, they'd be like, you know, he's got like about 15, 16 years old, we trying to raise money for basketball, football, or something like that. Oh, that's crazy.
We have them here, and the adults be around, and I'm not playing with you. In the town where I live in, for instance, here in Bayonne on the main strip, which is Broadway, the little girls, as soon as the light turns red, you see the little girls in their little cheerleader outfits come run up to the cars collecting money, and you see the adults standing right there.
Wow!
And it's like, what are you showing them? You're not really showing them anything.
You know what you're showing them?
You know what I'm saying?
If you run into a car, you're going to get some money. But as you get older, you may have to put out for some of that. I'm just saying.
Right. Wow.
But it just goes back to the whole thing. But listen, we can always say that it starts at home. It does, but then again, it doesn't. Because once a person goes outside that door, it's a new teacher. You know what I'm saying? It's a new school. And I lost my mother when I was young. So if I didn't have family, I had friends and I had the world. You know, wherever I went, it was less something to be learned. So it's like at no given time did I ever lose what I learned from my parents at the time, you know, from my mother. But my whole thing is like, yo, you can't keep making excuses. You can't keep sitting up there saying, oh, you know, it's hard out here. You can't keep sitting out saying this and that and that, because like I said, a real man, even a real woman, but we're talking about men right now. A real man is going to make a way. Instead of you hustling with Snickers, you might go flip a burger at McDonald's or go flip a burger at Wendy's or go stock some shelves at Stop and Shop. You're going to do something. But the whole thing is some of these dumbass rappers and some of these little stupid-ass shows, they try to make it seem like the working man, the man that 9 to 5 or 5 to whenever is a fool.
The working man's a sucker?
Yeah, the working man is a sucker. And it's
are
like,
we really
and,
pulling
and
Bronx Tale right
real
now?
Sucker? Huh?
We're pulling Bronx Tale right now. All right.
Yeah, well, the working man isn't a sucker because, you know what I'm saying, how do you think you got here?
The working man can't
you know
be a sucker, and I'll tell you why. This is why the working man will never be a sucker, because it takes more balls and bravery to get up every day to go to a job that will sooner shit on you to keep earning that paycheck than it does to go out there and sling some freaking drugs to freaking pimp some chick. That don't take no real work. That don't take nothing. It takes more courage to get up every day to go to a 9 to 5 or a 10 to 8 or whatever the hell it is. That takes more courage.
These hustling rappers, and they got them thinking, oh, yeah, you corny if you out there dead doing a 9 to 5. You know how much money I make, you know, this. It's like, come on, get out of here with that.
Well, you know, some dudes got it twisted. They think having a certain amount of money, a certain amount of women, or maybe a car, or whatever, makes them a man. And in all actuality, it don't make you anything, really. It makes you a consumer. That's all.
Well, that's pretty much it.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I do have to say, I don't see it like my homegirl said to me earlier, because she was like, what was your reason for this topic? I said, because I was looking at something on Facebook, and I saw, like, a picture, somebody compared a picture of rappers from back in the day compared to some of them now. And one of the dudes recently, like, he had a skirt on. So she said, well, B, do you think that wearing a skirt is gay? And I'm like, all right, first of all, I don't have
this
any problems
super
with anybody. I'm not homophobic, and if you want to try and say that, do me a favor. Go open your window, sit on the ledge, and just fall out.
For yourself?
Matter of fact, if you don't want to push yourself out, go sit on some butter and just actually slide off the ledge. Because I'm not none of that. I'm not homophobic, none of that. But I will say this. I never saw my father wear a skirt. The men that I look at as role models, whether it's family members or from TV years ago, you never seen them wear a skirt. If I have to put it out there, you never seen John Wayne or the Fonz or any of these manly men. You never seen them wear skirts.
Right, exactly.
So
Patrick Swayze was a real pretty woman. I got to say that. Okay.
Who?
Yeah. Well, Patrick even with Swayze. Patrick Swayze. Well, I mean, you know.
Who was a real pretty?
Did you never see the movie To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar?
Yeah.
Okay, that was Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze?
Yeah. Wesley
and
Snipes.
John Leguizamo.
Leguizamo.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Patrick Swayze was good looking as a woman.
I mean, he gets a pass with me.
But I don't know about Wesley Snipes, too.
I ain't even gonna talk about that. But my thing is, where do you get off trying to make it cool to wear, like, women's clothes? Where do you get off trying to make it cool? I remember back in the days, I'm not saying anything is wrong with it, but I remember back in the days, you couldn't even catch a dude wearing
pants. Traveling
on
TV?
Right. Nowadays, it's like every certain things is okay. Like I said, I ain't got a problem with the color. You know, you do you, but it's just certain things where it's just a slow breakdown of what
right.
a real man is. That tough.
Now,
tough,
if you my thing is
that go-getter.
Okay.
Right. My thing is like this. Okay. I don't know why they're trying to make that okay because it's not. First of all, if you Scottish, that's different because Scottish people wear the kilt.
Yeah.
Okay, we get that. But my thing is this. They have. I feel that. I don't feel that society has been trying to emasculate men, especially I'll say especially black men. I don't feel that they've been trying to, or maybe then again they may have. Because if you think about it, look at when Martin plays Shanae in Big Mama. Look at when I'm gonna take it way back. Flip Wilson when he was playing Geraldine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was years ago. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it was funny back then, and nobody made a
right,
big deal
about
it.
Right, it was funny back then, but see, the difference was is that it wasn't as, like it wasn't put out there like how it is now. It was just like, okay, he's playing Geraldine, we know that, you know, that's Flip Wilson, that's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as you come to, if you look at that, now it's just like, okay, well, if they just tried, like, even like with Dave Chappelle, that's the reason why he had an issue with his show and everything and the producers and stuff because they wanted him to do something like that. He's like, I ain't doing that. You know, not
okay,
every dude is with that.
And it shouldn't be like a running standard where you have to wear a dress in order to get certain ratings.
It shouldn't be. However, it's gone on for so long and it's not been... Very few people have stood up about this. Very few, you know?
Right.
And the ones that do, they end up being chastised to some extent or another.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know,
yeah.
But in Dave Chappelle's case, Dave Chappelle was flipping out anyway. When I used to work in the city, Comedy Central was in my building, and I would see Dave every freaking day.
He was flipping out any damn way.
And he really was. He was slowly losing it regardless of the fact. Because of the pressures of actually being... Listen, there was a lot of pressure on that man. Nobody understands
how serious they were.
So that was just a small part of what they were trying to get him to go through. You
mm-hmm.
understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, they was really...
But he's not that... But what I'm saying is this. There, not too many people would stand up and say, no, I'm not going to do this. Look at Eddie Murphy. All of the
right.
comp. Okay.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. Now, Will Smith's son is freaking dressing up like a girl.
Yeah,
But see, now that's the thing. There's a difference between like you're doing it for a show, or you know you're doing it like for a role. To a degree,
right.
there's a difference. But then when you're just like walking out of your house, doing it because some people are just taking it too far. Like it's
right.
beyond
like Will Smith's
like,
son.
It's like a fashion statement. It's like it's beyond a fashion statement.
But
like,
he's not the only one. Now, apparently, on the last fashion show they had dudes walking down the, and I'm not playing with you, down the walkway in heels and freaking dresses. I'm like, wait, what?
And I'm like, why? Like, why are you, what's the purpose of all that? Like, what's the
right,
purpose of
people
were
like,
that?
Oh, they're doing this to black guys. They're doing this to black guys. So they were
right,
doing
I mean, a man is supposed to be a man. Like, come
we'll
on.
Go I don't
yeah,
care
exactly.
what color you
like,
are.
I don't,
if you're wearing
want
a dress
hard,
and you're
one.
Not freaking Scottish, I don't want to see your knees. I'm just saying.
Right.
Yeah, but like I don't want a hard woman. And does a woman want a soft man?
No.
And
there
no.
has to be a balance.
But that's what I'm saying. You got these dudes out there, and they just want to listen. Like I said, homeboy, get your ass up, get a job, get off the couch. Don't just clean up and cook dinner. Go out there and do something with yourself, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
my thing is, even if you go on to school or take some online classes, do something.
Yeah, something. Like, don't sit there and sit back and watch your mama struggle. Do something. You know what I'm saying? Because my whole thing is you want the handout. Listen, your mama, and if you had a father, they kept giving you the handout for the younger years of your life. Now it's time for you to stand up, man up, and go out there and do something.
Right, absolutely.
Like, I can understand needing help from time to time. because, you know, we all need someone. We all need help sometimes. I never wanted to admit that. You know what I'm saying? And most dudes my age that are the old school, they don't ever want to admit it either. But, you know, sometimes you do need help. You do need, you know what I'm saying, somebody or a group of people that's, you know, assisting. But the whole thing is, as a man, you keep it in perspective. You don't continue to lean on the dependency or become dependent on those people that are helping you. You know what I'm saying? You take the help for a little while, and then you slowly progress and keep it moving.
Yeah, but the problem is that there's no limit anymore. There's no limit, and I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. When you draw, as a female in that kind of relationship, when you draw the line, it becomes a problem.
Right.
And you know what my response is to that?
But why do you say
this the door?
But I'm not going to lie, and I got to ask the question, why do some of you women treat some of these dudes like they little Cabbage Patch and Barbie dolls?
Because some women, like, let me tell you something, you know why? Because some women like to, they want to take care of somebody. Some women like taking care of men. Some women like having somebody or something to take care of.
On top of being a parent, some of them actually want to be, mind you, some of them, they already have their own kids, but they don't mind having to, how do you say, groom a guy and fix the mistake that the mother made.
The whole thing is sometimes you just can't fix what's broken.
But that's the thing. They don't know. I can't say they don't know. They turn a blind eye to what's broken. Not that they don't know. They turn a blind eye.
Because
and that's
my whole
problem.
Thing is like,
because if you're turning a blind eye, then you're setting yourself up for that, and you can't be mad. You can't. You set yourself up for that.
I mean,
That's my thing. It's like, listen, just like you said, I don't have time to fix what your mother didn't do. Like I said, if your mama ain't hugged you enough when you was younger, that's not my problem.
So enough.
I can't help you with that. The thing is, and like I said, you know, I've known, you know, guys like that where, you know, they looking for somebody to be their mom. Like I said, they looking for that pacification, something that your mother ain't getting. No. I can't. Mm-mm. No.
Listen,
I'm not
this
doing
ain't
that.
The water boy. And I ain't doing it. My mama said, we ain't doing that here.
Exactly.
We ain't doing
that. I'm not doing that, no. I'm not doing that at all, because at the end of the day, you a grown-ass man, and you whining and crying, oh, why we can't do it? What do you mean, why we can't do it? Don't you know how to open your mouth and do things? Like, you don't need me around all the time.
Absolutely not. And that's the big, and again, that's the problem. And, you know, not for nothing, enough is enough. And I'm not sitting here, I'm not going to say it's just ridiculous. It's just totally ridiculous. Because at some point, a man has to be a man.
Yeah.
And,
well,
a male
needs to become a man. And that's another issue.
And you know what? And this is, it's one thing to be a male as a child. You're going to be a male because it's your gender, you know, and you're learning along the way. Now, at what point do you become a man? That is dependent upon one simple factor. And this is what I feel. How you're raised. Not even so much how you're raised, but what you see around you in that house.
Yep.
You know? And I mean, not for nothing. Listen, they see what I do. They see how I act. They know that, you know, you ain't getting shit without busting your ass for it. You know? They know that you want respect, you got to earn it. You got to do something about that. You know, this ain't easy street. Money don't go on. Like, the whole thing, they see it, they know it. And they also know that, you know, sometimes it's better to shut the hell up than to open your mouth. They both know.
But the thing is, with that, I get it. But with that, they should also want to turn around and they want to take from that, because they see the strengths of their mother. You know what I'm saying? And coupled with the fact that you're a male, you know what I'm saying? You take the lessons that your mother's teaching you, and you also got to go out to the world and learn certain things on your own,
Yeah, but some mothers ain't teaching even. Some mothers ain't teaching even in no lesson. They're not teaching nothing.
Listen,
well, that's
I'm a mother, and I got to tell you, there are things that I can't teach my sons because I'm a woman. It's just no.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I get it.
It sucks because personally, I think I'm kind of awesome, but apparently, I'm not that awesome. I'm just awesome enough.
Just awesome enough.
But there are things that I can never teach my kids because I am not a dude. Yeah, I can tell him how to avoid getting killed by her when she's on her period, but I can't tell him how to really smack that honey. I really can't. That's something that his father has to show him how to do. I can tell him how to get around not getting caught if he's gonna be a jiggerhole, but.
There is a message to the superheroes.
There are just certain things I cannot teach them, and it's because, like, I don't have game.
That's true.
Game whatsoever.
I mean, me, like I said, having these two of mine, and like I said, the sister is, 18, about to be 18, and another one about to be 22 next week, and it's just like, I'm a woman, but sometimes it's like I got to get gully on them sometimes. Sometimes I gotta get dude, like, I can't never relax because I got to be, it's so rough all the time. And sometimes I sit and think to myself, damn, why I got to be so rough? I would like to be soft sometimes, but I can't. Because
you got boys in your life.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
you can't. It's like, I can't teach my daughter how to be a woman. Because I don't know what being a woman is all about. Like, I'm not a woman.
But you teach her how to avoid the pitfalls of losers.
Yeah, of course. Listen, I told my daughter, if they can't treat you better than me, then they don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just that. If a man, I teach my daughter, yo, you walk on the inside of the street. You let them open the door for you. You know what I'm saying? It's certain things. I tell her, chivalry is not dead. It may be on life support, but it's not dead.
Right.
These things going up nowadays, they just seem to think that everything is a joke. They watch these dumb little TV shows and these videos, and all they want to do is act stupid.
Yep.
And they don't want to take nothing serious. They don't want to take nothing serious at all. They waiting for somebody to hand them something and make it serious for them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And that's my problem. As a man, you go out, you beat the street, you find a way. That's what separates the male from the man.
But that's the thing. If you're not, like I said, if you're not seeing that, then you don't know. You don't know. You don't see it.
And the thing is, it's to a point now where, you've got women, you've got women that are actually, especially those of us that have boys. You've got us pushing this now. You've got us telling our teenage, our sons, whether they're 6 years old, 18, 25, whatever the hell age they are, you got us still beating this into their head where you have to go out there and do this. You want it, you got to fight for it. You got to work for it. You got to go out there and pound it. It's like we're doing this because we don't want them to fall into that other way where they think it's all about them, that they're self-entitled. We don't have time for self-entitlement. We got time for you to get your life together, stop messing around, and do what you got to do. And I'm constantly telling my kids, the second they screw up, what's the one thing they hear out of my mouth? Get your life together.
That's right.
This is what you have to do. You want this. Like my kids, they got their thing for Christmas, not a problem. Second market period grades are coming. They're like, oh, well, we want this, we want that. I said, yeah, I want some grades. Bring me something that I want. You want this, I want that. What you going to do?
But instead, you got some women out there, oh, baby, it's okay. Oh, you don't have to do this. You want me to drink feed you some water? You want me to make you a sandwich? You can do this. Like, I was telling my homegirl, Rach, this story from years ago, like, it feels like it was from yesterday. I remember one time when I was a kid, I was coming in the house with some friends. The mother was like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing, because I just finished getting, like, bullied by some project bullies around the way. So one of my friends, you know, was asked by my mother, oh, what's wrong with him? And they just dropped dime. They didn't even drop dime. They dropped the whole cash register. And they said, oh, this is what happened. And they just sold every damn thing. So I was like, wow. So I was like, okay. So what my mother did was she got her house coat, because it was like around summertime. She got her house coat. She got her crochet needle and her yarn. She went next door and went and got Miss Pearl. I don't know if she's alive or not, but rest in peace. She's still around. God bless you. But she went and got Miss Pearl. They went and sat on the bench, and she said, you going to fight today. She said, nobody went up in the house. She said, you run up in the house today, you're going to be running in the house forever. She said, where he at? So I was looking at her like, you effing crazy. You in your house coat, getting outside. We in a project. You got a house coat, come outside, crocheting needle, went and got the neighbor, and y'all sitting on the bench.
You
act
like
that.
Right? Well, you acting like that was never done. Don't ask up, please.
No,
that's
I'm
what
not
we did in Queensbridge.
When it was going on, I was like, is there an agency to come take care of stuff like this? But no. My mother sat there and said, like it was a video game. Fight. I was like, oh. So the boy, he came around.
Wow.
And he was with it. And I was like, my mother really going to make me fight.
Yep.
So I had to put on the show. I had to get it in. You know, and I was like, wow. And while I'm fighting, in the midst of fighting, I'm watching her sit on the bench crocheting and talking to the neighbor. And I'm like, what? I'm like, yo. But
that
you know
is
what?
Hilarious.
But
yo,
you know what?
It was the best thing. It was the best thing. You know what? Like she said, if you run in the house today, you'll be running in the house forever.
Yep, that's true.
Now, see, your mother was a lot nicer than my mother. Because, I ain't but 2 feet high, not rising, and beat you with stilts on my feet. Seriously, I'm a Keebler elf. As a matter of fact, I'm a leprechaun, because the Keebler elf is taller than me.
So you need to hand over that pot of gold.
I'm saying,
word
now,
up.
Listen, I got kids.
Well, we're going to jack you for it.
No, you're going to try to jack them. Good luck with that. Squirrel and Moose might fight you. But, he's not the only one. Now, listen, I'm a small fry, and I was getting bullied. I ran to my mother. You know what my mother said? You fuck them up, or I'm going to fuck you up. Guess what had happened?
That's what the word. That's the words I always use.
Now, my mama.
With their ass, or I'm with your ass.
Now, mind you, at the time, my mother was a giant. In reality, my mother ain't but a split hair shorter than me. But she could hit like Mike Tyson. I'm not playing. Short people have, I think it's a Napoleonic complex.
Oh, yeah.
Short people
it's a Napoleon
have
complex. I have that.
Yeah. Well, my mama was like freaking Mike Tyson and Ronda Rousey had a kid and they had her. But the reality is, I was terrified of my mother. And I'm going to tell you why. When she had said that to me, I'm going to tell you why I went out there and fought. Because prior to that, I had seen her knock a lady out that was bigger than her.
Okay.
And when I say knock her out, I mean, not only did my mama knock her out, the neighbors had to pull my mother off from stomping her. You ever seen the Tasmanian devil? Try controlling the Tasmanian devil. Good luck with that. Terrified of her. So when she said that to me, that was a wrap. She said, win, lose, or draw, if you don't go out there and fuck them up and fight back, I'm going to bust your ass. I was like, okay.
That's how it was. I mean,
but they don't
know,
do
but
that
it's,
now.
You know, when, but you know what's so funny? And like I said, my mother was, she was, like I said, that tongue, your tongue lashes, but she will put hands on you. And I think that's how
I
learned to put hands on people. And sometimes I should put hands on people, but you know what's so funny? with my sons, she acted like she didn't want them to fight. Oh, Ma, they have to learn how to fight. They have to learn how to do something to do fight.
Grandparents never want their grandbabies to fight. I can tell you that right now.
I know.
And that's a double standard bullshit. And I've called my mother on that on numerous occasions. And my response has been, but if that was me, and you know what her response is? Yeah, you mine. I could do that. What is this? Like, really? But, you know, I expect that from the grandparents. I do, because that's their grandbabies, whatever. But parents, a lot of parents nowadays must have forgotten how they were raised, who raised them, what lessons they learned, because if they're going to be truthful and honest about it, they all got that. If you don't go out there and fuck them up or fight them or whatever, I'm going to bust you up. Everybody.
Yep.
So all of a sudden now you have selective amnesia.
I don't think it applies nowadays. Either they're not going outside, mothers are actually too young to understand certain things, or it's the other aspect of it is cats don't really fight anymore, and that's another thing. It's like you're picking up a gun. You think a gun makes you a man? You think
and that's
picking
the
up a gun makes you a man? Like, come on, man. Cats
that's definitely
now.
A big,
fight
big
dirty
thing
I'm
now.
I'm old now. I'll fight dirty. I don't care.
Yeah, but
back in the day,
at least you're fighting. That's the whole thing. These cats, they feel like they're too pretty to fight. I don't want
to get
them.
They're scared to take an ass with them.
Hello?
Yeah, like, no. That's the thing.
And that's a real big thing. You know? Oh, yeah, I'll shoot somebody.
Like,
you'll shoot somebody? I want to see you shoot a fair one. How about that?
Right.
They can't. Because they're too afraid.
And that's a shame. How you going to call yourself a man if you scared to take an ass whooping? A real man
will take
an ass whooping.
Right.
A
real man take an ass whooping, shake hands with nigga, yeah, all right.
You do it. Exactly. But you there to do it, but you there to live another day. You know? That's a man. A male.
But you know what it is also? It's
a bitch.
Like I said, it's you know, a lot of that hype, like I said, just like we always talk about these rappers. They make it seem like, oh, you shoot somebody, yeah, that makes you that you top notch up there when you shoot somebody. You know, like you top notch. Remember Juice?
Mm-hmm. Know
okay.
the rest, bro.
That's
the
right. Remember Juice? Tupac? He had the juice because he was, you know, he was known for robbing and, you know, after, you know, they was corny at first because everybody was messing with him, beating him up and all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Once they got that piece, it was like, yo, they got a piece. He got a piece. Yo, he shooting, he robbing people. Yo, he got the juice, but, you know, all the good things go up. Well, supposedly, quote-unquote, good things come to an end. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. If you got to pick up a gun to handle your scandal, then you a bitch. I'm sorry. You a bitch.
Right, absolutely.
And I can't even say that because I see more chicks. I see chicks fight more than dudes? Explain that. I have seen more chicks.
Because
they're
too pretty. They're too pretty.
And here's the problem. Girls are supposed to be oh so fragile and delicate. Meanwhile, these broads is fighting like Ronda Rousey.
These chicks, they be wackadooing each other. Wackadoo.
I mean, what was it? Last school year, the girl got jumped in freaking Burke Cam on Fulton Street?
Oh, McDonald's.
Whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, McDonald's. She was stomping the girl out in all kinds of ways.
Nowadays, they adhere and gravitate towards that pack mentality type situation.
Mm-hmm. But we had the pack mentality growing up. You know, come on. It was good when we was growing up.
Not like how they do now.
Well, listen.
But at least, I still take that over a gunshot.
We can still walk on our own. As much as a lot of people would be like, oh, you can't go to Queensbridge, you can't do that. Like, what? I know people in Queensbridge. I walk through Queensbridge day or night. It won't be an issue. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, cats are like, oh, could you come with me over here? You know what I'm saying? But that's my thing. You can't call yourself a man and be afraid to go somewhere. You can't call yourself a man and be afraid to stand up. You can't call yourself a man if you're quick to condemn a black person, but you ain't got nothing to say to a white person. You can't call yourself a man. You can't. You can't sit there and call yourself a man If you're going to sit back and let your kid's mother, you know, bust her ass, and you just sit back saying, oh, honey, where's my steakum?
Yeah.
She working, she doing, she taking care of kids, she doing this, she doing that. What are you doing?
Sitting on your ass. But that's the thing. And again, you know what? A lot of these women are letting it happen, too. Like, you got to sit down and be like, listen, it's going to stop. You know, either you're going to stop it. You know,
yeah, and you got to nip it in the bud, because sometimes it comes on very slowly.
Yeah.
And the woman, and by the time the woman, you know, realizes what's going on, what the hell? I'm doing all the wait, hold up. You know.
But even what Dad said, as soon as you see that shit, you got to open up your mouth and be like, all right, you got about 24 hours to get your shit together.
Yeah.
Seriously, you got 24 hours. Either you're going to do it voluntarily or you're going to get the fuck up out of here. I expect some resumes, some shit. Let's go.
But how many mothers are really saying that? Unless you know kids be calling ECS on you to talk about, oh, you said this, you said that, and blah, 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 and that, and third.
Mm-mm. You got to go.
Like, they running around, they really running around with the tampon, the manpon. They really doing it, and I just don't.
Manpon.
But he ain't lying. How many times have I posted manpon? You've been on my Facebook page enough to know. How many times have I posted manpon?
A few times.
I've seen that, the manpon.
I can't tell you how many times I have posted that for a reason. Because there's too many dudes running around acting like broads instead of being dudes. I'm not doing this with you. When my balls are bigger than yours, we got a problem.
Yep, definitely.
I'm sorry, if I'm the one that's willing to go out there and lift this wood and do all of this, and you're still sitting on your ass, we have a problem. And I'm not saying it because, listen, I have done more than my fair share of lifting shit, moving shit, putting shit together, and I'll do it in a heartbeat because, as I've learned, I can't rely on a dude very often, if at all.
That's a shame.
You know?
That's a shame.
So, again, and that's from past experience. Again, this is why I would never get married again. And it wasn't all his fault because, you know what? It took me personally a long time to put a stop to it. And the second I put my foot down was when I was all types of bitches. Oh, I don't like you. When did you become so defiant? Blah, blah, blah. Bitch, get the hell on.
Get the hell on. Yeah, it's like,
it
are you? Yeah, it's like, that's right.
It was my fault, because I let it happen. Instead of nipping it in the butt immediately. And when I did nip it in the butt, it became an issue.
That's the messed up part about it, because it's like that you were so, you know, it's like, come on, I got to tell you, like, listen, you got to do something too. Like, I'm going to come at you and tell you, you know, what it is, and now you're going to get mad because I'm telling you, no, because he was probably lax and say, yeah, well, she's doing everything, and she knows.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I ain't going to say nothing. Yeah, but.
And enough's enough. Especially
yeah,
if I'm out here
enough
working, busting my ass, doing everything I got to do, and then you want to turn around and cheat with some hoe? Oh, no, you done.
Nope.
I'm not your mama to put up with that shit.
Yeah. I've never been married, but I, you know, experiences of dealing with guys here or there, I can count on maybe two of my fingers out of the guys that I may have been able to depend on in that type of sense, but otherwise than that, it's just like, you know, it's like, every time I say to myself, okay, well, maybe I'll try, and then it's just like, nah, forget it, because it's going to be either a hassle or it's going to be a problem, or I got to sit there and wait until you feel like you want to do something. It's like, nah, never mind, I'll do it myself.
Ain't got no time for that. Exactly.
Right, it's like, I don't have no patience afterwards. Like, you know what, never mind, I'll do it myself.
This is why I'm the way that I am, and it's not because I want to be this way. Again, circumstances and past experiences have taught me enough to know that I got to handle my scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if some dude comes in and he wants to handle it, I'm not stopping him. Go ahead, bro. Handle you. I'm going to sit back and relax for one. I'm not going to stop you. But, you know, if we sit in having a conversation and XYZ needs to get done, it's 2 days later. You ain't do it. I'm handling it. And when you complain about me handling it, my response is, You should have did it before. You had too late.
Right. Should have did it already. Damn it.
You know? And again, the difference, a man would have handled it on the spot because he wants to keep her happy. He wants to keep the house happy. He wants peace.
Right.
That's a man. A male will sit there and be like, "Right. You know what's a male? Al Bundy was a male."
Yo,
even
Al
though,
Bundy
listen,
is hilarious, though.
Wait. Even though Al went out and did what he had to do, he still had male tendencies.
Oh, no
he
doubt.
Had male tendencies.
But for the most part, he was
a man. But he had male tendencies. Like when he was supposed to fix the damn fence to keep Buck from going out and impregnating every dog in the neighborhood. Did he do it? No. What happened? There was
he was being lazy. He was being lazy. That's
okay. That's ridiculous. Yeah, and he was. And what did he say? I'll handle you, Peg, as soon as I fix the gate. 2 months have gone down, and you ain't handled neither another. Well, damn it, you being a male. Because a man would have been
well,
like,
damn it, you read me.
Because damn it, a man would have been like, fuck, let me just get it over with. Let me just
Let me do it right now. Like I hear her mouth, so dog don't get out. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Listen, so I don't have to touch her again. And if it is, a man is going to just handle it. He's going to handle his scandal. He ain't going to complain about it. He's just going to do it. It's done. It's over with. A male will be very lackadaisical about it. And it'll get to a point where you'll get so frustrated waiting for him to do it that you'll do it yourself. And then he'll turn around and be like, but I'm saying, why you did it? I was going to handle it. No, you wasn't. Because if
you
was going to handle it, you'd have already done it.
You did it. Exactly.
Don't do that. And as far as being a hard-ass female, I don't like to be a hard-ass female. I'm so serious about that. I'm mad because I'd have missed my Manny and my Petty this weekend because of this stupid storm coming. And yes, I like to get dressed up. I don't like to wear makeup, though, because that's just way too much. But I do like to be a soft female when given the opportunity. It's not,
right.
You know, it's not that females want to be hard. We don't, unless, you know, we're into other chicks, and that's a whole different story.
Right.
But for the most part, those of us that are into the opposite sex of the hot maleness persuasion, we love to be soft and feminine.
Yeah, I want to be soft, but damn, I can't. You know, I'm so used to being, right, I'm so used to just, you know, having to be that toughy because it's like I said, because I think if I did have one daughter, I probably would be a little soft. But
I can't
even mind
say that.
Maybe. I said maybe. I don't know about that much, but maybe. But I have those two, and I can't relax and be woman. You know, I can't be woman. I like, you know, I can't because I got to, you know, at least as soon as I get a little inkling of trying to be a woman, it goes, more. You know, why did you, and all of a sudden they just go out the window.
Listen, I've had my boys freak out on me when they've seen me dressed up. They're like, huh? What? Who? Where's my mother? I'm right here. No, you're not. You're dressed like a woman. Well, dude, what the hell you think I am? You're a mom. Gee, thanks. Really? That's all I get from you? You're not a girl. What the hell do you think mom are? you're not a girl. You're not supposed to dress like that.
How many of them are really thinking? How many of them are just going on the flow or going with the flow of things? Like, you can't sit there and call yourself a man, and like, in my opinion, on it, in front of me, but yet you turn around and you got clear coat on your nails or something. Like, are you serious?
You talking about
manicures and pedicures?
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, like one day me and the chick had an argument about that. And she was like, well, I like my man look like this. Let me tell you something. I can understand you liking your man look a certain way. But me personally, I just don't think that it's the most manliest thing to do for a dude to be sitting up in the nail salon getting his feet.
I don't like that.
Like a clear coat on. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's like,
let
me tell you something. My father, I remember my father. Now, my father, he cuts his own toenail, but I've never seen him put no clear coat in and
doing. My father, you know, groomed, you know, he, you know, my father's a groomed person, you know, but he groomed himself, cut his toenails, you know, probably get the little file and file toenails, you know, so everything would be. And that's the extent
of it. I do that.
That's what I'm saying, but that's the extent of it. But I'm not, yeah, but I don't want no man talking about, yeah, baby, I'm, you know, me and you can. No, me and you ain't doing nothing. I'll cut your toenails if you need them. If you can't cut, I'll cut them. I don't mind.
But see, now that's the difference. You know, if you're going to maintain it, I'm good. I'm absolutely fine. Listen, I'll buy you the clippers. Listen, I'll even get you the thing to soak your feet in. So when you got to clip your toes, they don't hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're gonna clean, if you're gonna keep your nails short and clean, I'm fine with that. I got a
right.
You ain't got to throw no clear coat on.
That's all right,
but
going
to
the salon, I'm
really big on moisturizing. So please, at least use some moisturizer. I'm really.
I like my man with. I like him have some rough hands. Not too rough to the point that he's scarring my skin, but just
but
a little rough.
But that's the thing. Listen, put a little bit of freaking cocoa butter on your hands, and I'm fine.
Yeah, a little cocoa butter. Yeah, you can go cocoa butter.
I just don't want you ashy. That's my rule. Just don't be ashy. No, because seriously, I got to remind my son, he has to put lotion on twice a day. Got to put it on when he takes after his shower, and he got to put it on first thing in the morning before he could dress.
Right, that's, yeah.
Because you don't need to be
that
ashy.
You teach, yeah, these are things that you teach your children, you know, girls, boys, but, you know, males, you just teach them to keep themselves groomed, like, they're not going to completely do it all the time because, you know, when they get in them teenage years, young adults, you know, they get a little
be lucky
stupid
they do whatever.
Right, they do whatever because, like I told my son, listen, you ain't got to ever put a piece of lotion on you in your life. That's not my problem because guess what? That's your hygiene, not mine.
I know that's right.
Okay, when you put your hand on somebody and they say, damn, you cut me, then I guess you learned with lotion. Okay, or the woman say, look at your knees. What's going on there, you know, so, you know, like I said, I just taught them that, you know, just make sure you just keep yourself warm, just make sure you put lotion on, you know, cut the toenails, just cut them, that's all you got to do, you know, that's it.
However, I am not opposed to a couple's massage every now and again. I'm not opposed to that, I'm sorry. A couple's massage every now and again. I'm not opposed to that.
I don't think
that's
if you're wearing clear coat, I don't want you wearing clear coat.
Yeah, no.
That's just way too much.
Yeah,
if I'm going for my nails, you don't need to be going for. I put you like this. If I'm going for a mani and pedi, you need to be over in the sports store looking for something, or you need to be at the bar, or you need to be looking for a pair of kicks or some jeans or something.
Or how about this? You could pay Ling Ling, and then you go buy
okay,
just say a week till I'm done, and you could pay Ling
that's
Ling.
That's right. Pay Ling Ling and then go buy. No, put it like this. Go pay Ling Ling and then go buy me a gift or something because you probably done fucked up somewhere. We just. you need to buy me a gift or something.
I can't.
Here we go.
But something. You didn't take out the trash for like 3 nights in a row. You had me do it. No, go buy me a gift. But you don't need to be up here with me while I'm getting my mani and my pedi.
Right. Yeah.
That's just too much. If that's
and
the case,
I've seen guys even go as far as getting the eyebrows done.
Wow, okay, seriously? That's way... Okay,
yeah,
that's
I've seen that.
Yeah, that's big gay Al territory, I've got to say it. I'm sorry, this is big gay Al. That's his territory. When a dude, no. That's that whole super thing. No, I'm not doing that. And don't get it twisted. I've got nothing against gay guys. But if you're gay, at least admit that you're gay.
Right.
Don't be in the closet about it.
Because
dude that's getting his eyebrows done on top of his, at that point, you're gay.
Yeah.
Admit
just
it.
Like,
just come out the closet. That's my advice.
Yeah, I've seen that. I went to Green Acres. This was a couple of years ago, and I went to Green Acres, and me and my friend were walking. We over there by the, going towards the food court, and they had, like, a little threading, like an eyebrow threading thing, and we see these three guys, and I'm like, wait a minute. I know, we're sitting there like, I know these two, they get the eyebrows threaded. Like, what the hell is going on here? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they was doing.
Yeah, we ain't doing that. That's just bad business. Okay.
That's pretty much for me.
Society condones it. And
that makes happen.
it's more than society condoning it, though. We're people in general. It's I can't even say society. I can't really say society. I can't. Well, actually, I can.
But
on the flip side of that, it's also the media. But the media, and now this is the thing, because most of the people are sheep. They believe whatever the hell they see, whatever the hell they read. They don't have their own thoughts. You know, there's no more free thinking. No one is a free thinker. Everyone must follow something in order to feel like they belong as part of something. So therefore, if the media has, you know, if they do like a fashion show on TV, everybody's sitting there watching it. A couple of dudes walk down the road, the walkway in dresses and shit. Guess what? Oh, that's the latest fashion trend. Just like that damn episode of the freaking Boondocks, when that little motherfucker Riley was dressed as a freaking, he literally was wearing a dress with a purse. Did you see that episode?
Thugnificent was the other dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because the Gangstalicious, who turned out, who we knew was gay.
Yep.
Okay.
But he didn't want to believe he was gay.
Exactly. But it's stuff like that. You know, it's really stuff like that that's out there, you know, through the media. People see it, know it's wrong, but still go along with it because they are sheep. You know, it's ridiculous.
And
personally, if I catch my son in anything that resembles a skirt, I might shoot him. Shoot him right in his pinky toe.
Like Della Reese.
For real.
What do you think about the whole aspect of the coddling? Like, all right, I can understand when you have young sons. To a degree. But when does it stop?
Why
do you think that these women out here coddling these grown ass men, saying like I got him, like that chick that when she won Lotto, and she spent most of her millions bailing the man out of jail.
Oh, bailing
like,
a man out of jail.
I'm not bailing nobody out of nothing. Oh, you getting coordinates? That's all you getting. And if you locked up, I guess you won't be making a rendezvous, will you? Listen, I don't coddle my own children.
Yeah, she was a damn fool.
If I don't coddle my children, what makes you think I'm going to coddle a grown-ass man? And my kids will tell you, I'm mean. That's good. I'm glad you think I'm going to keep it that way. Because you know what? The meaner I am, the more respect you'll have for me as you grow older. I'm good with that.
Or at least they'll understand why
I'm the way that I am.
Because you got kids. You got these kids out here stealing. You got them out here killing people with stuff. And it's like, yo, is it that serious? Like, And I'm like, I'm still wondering to this day, when did prison become like this rite of passage for?
But you know what's so funny? It was always like that. I don't know what it is because even, like I said, even when I was growing up and most of the guys that we knew that got locked up or was locked up or they were locked, went to right, it was just like it was nothing to them.
And
like they go, oh, I've seen so-and-so. They come home, oh, so-and-so is in there and this one is in there and that one is in there. Yo, I've seen my boy. You know, it's like, it was like nothing to them. And it's just like, are y'all serious? They making it like that was cool.
Yeah, I see nothing good about going to jail. I see nothing awesome about having a criminal record. Personally, I see nothing good about any of that. But, I mean, who I know?
But along with that, it once again, it promotes that free ride. You know what I'm saying? They can't go do it for themselves. So what do? They go to the system. They get the three hots in the cot.
Yeah, but you know what? It's
another form of coddling. In another form
and
of coddling,
basically. You know what? I kind of can't be mad at these prisons that have now decided to sell the inmates. Kind of can't be mad.
Which decided to do what?
Oh, you didn't hear about that? There's prisons that actually sell inmates for slave labor.
Oh, wow.
You ain't know about that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, nope.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to have to forward you the article. Plural.
This should be good.
Okay.
It should be really good.
And the sad, and you know what? It's sad, but you know what? If this is what you consider a rite of passage to prove how much of a, and I'm using quotes, you got to see the quotes going around,
mm-hmm.
how much of a man you are, dude, you deserve this because you're a freaking
because
idiot.
You're not.
Right.
Because
you
surviving.
Stupid.
Surviving in the
man.
Area.
Surviving,
surviving in jail is not the same as surviving out here.
No, right.
Because you got to get your ass up every day and deal with shit that you know you don't want
to
deal with, but you do it.
Right.
Surviving in jail, it's not the same. It's a whole, and it's not to say that it's better, but it sure as hell is easier. Because you got some idea that if y'all fight, you know, depending on whose payroll, you know, the fight will get broken up, you guys will be in solitary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here, it can affect not only your freedom, but it can affect your family. It can affect your livelihood. You can lose much more out here with that one stupid act than you could inside. And believe me, you're still going to get 3 meals and a cot inside. You're not going to be guaranteed that out here.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. You know, once you screw up out here, the consequences here are much greater than the consequences in there.
But see, that, and see stuff like that, that's why I want a lot of women to start to understand. I mean, it's not women like y'all. It's women out there who are giving passes to these dudes and saying, oh, because, I mean, there's a big difference between somebody having a bad break compared to, oh, he's had a rough life. Listen, everybody got it rough now and then.
But, no, that's right.
you can't keep making excuses. Either you're going to just do something about it, or you're going to jump off a curb in front of a bus. Don't
and
sit there
sad part
and
is?
Expect somebody to just put their hand out to give you something.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it. Go build something. Go make something. Don't expect everyone. To, don't call yourself a man, but yet you want to be catered to.
Right.
Come
again,
on.
Self-entitlement, you know, and that's another thing. A lot of people have this whole self-entitlement thing going. Listen,
mm-hmm.
you know what you are entitled to? Not a motherfucking thing. Because at the end of the day, the only two things
kicking.
That are guaranteed in this world are death
it's
and
ass
taxes.
That's what I'm
that's
doing. Only thing guaranteed in this world is you getting your ass kicked.
Not even that. Death and taxes are a sure thing. A sure thing.
But then again, some of them
got
to worry about taxes. They ain't got to worry about taxes. They don't work. They don't want to work.
Well,
some
shit.
Of them don't want
to.
Dudes out
well,
dudes
then,
like,
then
nah, listen.
Death is guaranteed.
I have a problem with dudes that don't want to work.
You
I have a serious
back
problem.
They're lazy whores?
Yeah, they ain't even whores. Like, you're just lazy. Like, you're just a waste of sperm. Like, I have a problem
yep.
with people who just, like, with dudes that men... that just don't want to work for
mm-hmm.
anything. But they rather work you to get what they want, but they don't want to work for it.
Yeah,
of
course. I have a serious problem with that. Because my whole thing is you rather use somebody or use something. All you're doing is trying to get over. That's what you're
pretty
trying
much.
To do. Meanwhile, I'm busting
yeah,
my
that's
ass. I know other people that's busting their ass. To work for things. And you think somebody's just supposed to hand something to you. Like, you need to get your hands smacked. Along with your face and your rib cage. Like, you need to get a few things smacked. Because I'm like, yo, ain't nobody give me anything for free. So why are you looking like anything should be for free?
Right, exactly.
But I can put to somebody saying, oh, well, that's your life. You know, that ain't going to be mine. Okay. We'll see how far you get with that attitude when we have their hand out. You constantly, because it's like they have no shame. They'll put their hand out like somebody's just supposed to give them something. You know, wearing your pants, hanging off your ass, is something from prison. And you know what it means. But yet you still do it. Like it's okay. Like,
and then you have this oh God, please, and then the way you like, listen, I'm not saying that you've got to be all, well, no, I actually am saying this. You have got to speak like you have a head on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
You can't speak like a, you can't sound like a complete idiot. You just can't. And I, you know, and this is the one thing that kills me. Now, clearly, I actually have an, surprisingly enough, I can't even say clearly. Surprisingly enough, I have an extensive vocabulary. Surprisingly enough, I know when to use my powers for good, and I know when to use my powers for evil. Okay? If I'm going for a job, I am so using my powers for good. But if I'm here on the menu, oh, I'm using my powers for evil. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about. But I know how to use it. I know when to use it. You know, and people have told me time and time again, like, they'll call the office or whatever, and they're like, oh, you sound white. I didn't know you could sound white.
You know, I hate that. I really hate when people say, oh, you sound white. What? Listen.
I just thought that speaking English is what you do.
Right. Speaking English and being articulate, I thought, and learning how to pronunciate words, how is that speaking white?
Well, clearly you're not supposed to have any semblance of diction whatsoever. You're not supposed to
do
any of these things. You know, they're fine.
But you know what's so funny? It's black people that say that. It's not even anybody white.
Oh, no,
it's,
that's not entirely true. That's not entirely true because I've had that when I was with the ex, when I first started working for the company that I'm with now, he called one day. I was answering the phone, and, you know, I did my introduction or whatever, and he was like, babe, it's me. I was like, oh, okay, what's up? It's like, you sound like a white girl. Really? I'm sorry. How do I sound like a white girl? Well, you know, you speak so... I speak so what? You know? Clearly, clearly I took advantage of my 25-cent education. Clearly. I took advantage of my education from the New York public school system. I took full advantage of that.
But you know what the problem is, like I said, it's the fact that, you know, those you know, they don't think that's cool to learn anything or to learn how to speak properly.
And that's
or,
a shame.
You know, they don't think that's going to be important, and it is, because I even with my 17-year-old, you know, certain things, like my older son, he's pretty good at speaking. I can, you know, I'm all right with him. 17-year-old, we got to work on him because, you know, he's that later generation 90s kid. And
yeah, okay.
You know, I have to sometimes, you know, I have to tell them, stop, talk, listen. You can't talk to everyone. You with your friends, yeah. You can see all that son and man and yo, and you can do all that. When you are talking to people of business, it's not yes, it's yes.
Exactly.
Okay? You don't have to say yes, ma'am, all the time.
No.
You say yes. Or no.
No,
yes.
You
or you say yes, sir, or no.
You
know,
you'll be like, nah.
Thank you.
You can't do that.
It's not nah. It's
it's no. It's two letters, N and O.
Yes.
And it is
no
thun.
Not
no. You know, there's no thun.
Nah.
Thun. No.
Yeah.
We're not.
Like the man with the hell no. No, it ain't no. No.
we don't do that here. But the sad fact is, you know, a lot of, they're not, these are not things that are instilled in them.
No.
Again,
not at all.
Who is around you when you're doing, listen, and people.
Nobody.
Listen, you can honestly say this about my kids. Ixnay, the fact, surprisingly enough, they have manners. I don't know where the hell that happened because I obviously have no manners whatsoever. I'm really disrespectful.
I have no manners at all.
Not at all. But my kids, they speak, and they speak well, because I don't want them having to deal with the stigma that comes attached. They don't need that. I've dealt with it. It is the worst thing ever. I had my ex-office manager, when I first went for an interview with this company, literally say to me, after the interview was over, oh my God, you speak so well. I literally turned around and was like, excuse me? I wasn't expecting you to. I'm sorry. Did the name Tamika really throw you for a loop? Did I come in here?
Yeah, it's all. And I think that's what it is. All in the names too. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've actually had my degree longer than you've had yours. I apologize. You know, I didn't realize that my name actually dictated how I would present myself in this particular interview.
No.
Mind you, you know, being, and again, you know, being from the city, you know you have to have your shit tight when you go in for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, you know. And I was just like, this little fucking bitch here, she don't know who I am. She don't get it. Clearly, I didn't say it out loud, but I was like, this bitch here don't know who the hell I am.
Who the hell I am?
She done found out, though. But again, and I don't understand how you cannot want better for your children. I can't understand how you cannot want to teach your sons how to be men and not just males.
Well,
I
some of them don't
know
how to be men themselves. That's the thing. A boy can't teach a man. A boy cannot teach a man.
Well, you know what? My response to that is this. This is my response. You knew what a hard time you had growing up. Okay? You know the difficulties that you face. You understand what I'm saying? Again, you didn't have that person there to show you or to teach you. Wouldn't you want to be that person that breaks that freaking chain
that
of despair and agony and destroy that cycle?
But
once
you know what it is, if
literally
you don't know how to, if you don't know how to end it or break it, you can't do it if you don't know how to.
But if you look
and then when you have somebody,
sometimes you got a woman or a mother there that think that they're being supportive, but they're actually doing more harm than good. They're saying, "Oh, come here, baby, it's okay," and all this and that. They just,
right.
That's all
yeah.
They
but then
saying,
on the flip side of that,
yeah, if you ain't got something broken or if you ain't bleeding, I'm not doing it.
But then
those
on the flip side of that,
times.
Right? If you on the flip side of that, but if you have somebody that's letting, if you have the other person, which is the mother, telling the father, listen, you got to change up something that you're doing, and then the father tells you, oh, I know what I'm doing. I can't do this with my son. I can't. All right. You're right. So then that's where it comes from, because if you don't know how to break the cycle, and here I am to assist or try to help you telling you things to help you break that cycle, but then you getting on the defensive with me like I'm telling you something wrong. All right, then that's where we back off and say, all right, you do what you have to do. But then when you see the result of you not breaking that cycle and you're doing the same exact thing, and then years later when that child is no longer a child and a young adult and he's doing the same thing that you're doing, then that's when you want to say, oh, my God, oh, I should have did. That's what you're saying, now you should have did something. But when I was trying to let you see that, you was jumping down my throat like I was doing something wrong.
Well, let's be honest.
I was telling you something wrong.
Well, let's be honest for a moment. Very few of them will actually admit that it was their fault. As a matter of fact, they're more than likely to blame their partner for this instead of taking responsibility for their own actions.
Or it happened time and time again. Or if they do say it, they're not going to tell the partner that. Oh, okay, I made a mistake. They'll tell the child, which is an adult.
Exactly.
Say, oh, I did something wrong. I should have listened. They ain't gonna tell that because they're not gonna admit something like that to the other part because that's gonna make them feel small. Then it's gonna be like, damn, I admit I was wrong.
Yeah,
and you know something, and I ain't gonna say all, but you know something, man, they don't like to admit when they're wrong.
Oh, that's right.
Well, hold on. Well, yo, we got a minute left. And that went by. But we got a minute left. And Big Red.
Yes.
Thank you. It was definitely a nice little convo there. Yeah, it was definitely.
Of course, always.
Forms that
and
we had.
I was dropping the F-bomb once or twice.
Huh?
I didn't drop the F-bomb as much as I thought I would.
Well, thank you. Well, we'll see what happens next week with with the topic of, you know, stereotyping. So we'll see.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that should be good.
No, boy.
So,
you really trying to get me in trouble.
Big Red, Mika, thank you again. This is Brother B.
You're welcome.
Thanks everybody for listening. Who's listening? And we're gonna take it out. Everybody,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy,
okay.
Y'all.
All
right.
Later, y'all.
Later.
Okay.